simple explanation of how individualized education can guide us towards world peace. Preface. Human beings are not machines. They are not computer programs. They are not sheep. They are never stupid. And they can't be permanently broken. This here is a poem that uses this simple and primitive idea of an operating system to explain something simply. I use the operating system analogy because we are in trouble. We have been made to think of people as being set in stone. But there is no permanent label that you can attach to a human being because our minds are constantly expanding. In our minds, we are a young and colorful universe of infinite complexity and infinite potential. And this infinity and complexity is the reason why we will now attempt to reduce that down to something as primitive as an operating system to underline this idea that real education can easily upgrade the world. Therefore, to make things quick and simple to understand for a tiny bit, we must speak by somewhat questionable, subtle analogy to computers. Our minds, prior to inheriting the cultures that we are born to, are supercomputers that don't have an operating system pre-installed. But our minds are so finely tuned by 4 billion years of evolution that we don't need a brand new copy of an operating system. We can condense an operating system out of the atmosphere that we grow up in. Now, what's most important to understand is that operating systems can be upgraded. Sometimes they go bad, and then they can be replaced. With education, with wisdom, with a new culture, with travel, with a fair chance at a new start. In many places around the world, humanity is still hanging on to some terrible and most often outdated ideas. That does not mean that that part of the world should be left to itself, but that we need to bring aid in the form of a free and tiny personal computer. This will allow a person to create their own educational path through, at the very least, beautiful and beautifully narrated books. Shame of learning can sometimes be a massive obstacle to those who are bullied, as bullies will try to crush them with anything and everything. So it must be a tiny and free personal computer, and many such technologies have been around for a couple of decades now. The lectures specifically aimed at bridging and upgrading cultures don't quite yet exist, but a series of well-picked narrated books will do a great job for now. The smartphone represents a new tool in this area because it allows for interactive lectures in a computer that can be carried in a pocket. It does not require an external monitor and keyboard, or even a computer desk. The biggest problem here is not technology, but that to upgrade people's way of perceiving the world, we need real education. Standardized education is so ineffective that it can be easily called fake. To make the analogy more colorful, it is as fake as you not wanting to eat as a kid. At no point in your problematic eater days would you ever refuse ice cream. And if we use this analogy for education, then we want all the students getting hooked on ice cream, on things that call to them. Standardized education is failing to upgrade our operating systems and cultures because it is the same vegetable over and over again. And if anything does change, it will be just another vegetable. We can't keep eating broccoli all the time, every day, every meal, just like we can't just live on nasty vegetables. That is what standardized education does to the human operating system. It forces wrong food at the wrong time, and our minds just don't want to go there. And we don't end up eating ice cream or the educational version of ice cream all the time. We move on to wiser foods as we grow in wisdom. So we may start with popular science books, but then when something does catch our attention, move on to the books that are specific to that field. Standardized education is actually hurting us. It constantly, constantly puts that damn broccoli in your mouth. Or to quote Lloyd Blankenship, "We've been spoon-fed baby food at school when we hungered for steak. The bits of meat that you did let slip through were pre-chewed and tasteless." Standardized education must be replaced by individualized, computer-driven education. And that's it. That is really all of it. To upgrade all the world's cultures, to enhance each and every individual, build a privacy-respecting school where students assemble their own paths through the entire landscape of human knowledge. This is a place where everyone, largely anonymously, can solve problems over the internet for money, for a bounty. If a tiny startup needs a new logo, they post a problem and a bounty of, say, $10 or $30. And both a 10-year-old student and a 50-year-old student can submit a solution to be picked by that company. People will be able to see why their work was not picked and study more about art and design and whatever they need to start winning those bounties, to get to that ice cream. One of the effects that this world school has on the world is that once people realize that they are good enough or near good enough to start winning those bounties reliably, they stop being afraid of poverty. And they begin learning for real to better themselves, to rise, to become more powerful and capable. And that is exactly what the analogy of the operating system upgrade or replacement represents. Self-education, taking responsibility for one's own content of character, and rising and rising to no end in sight.